The subject of famous quotes spoken by figures ranging from Ernest Hemingway to Homer Simpson, beer continues to play a major role in America's social and cultural fabric. Did you know that beer's central role in our culture began even before the United States achieved independence? Graduate student Emma Schrantz writes about the intersections between the craft brewing industry, historic preservation, and community development. She tells us more about beer's history in America.
Beer brewing in the United States began as almost a necessity. During the early days of the United States, fermented drinks like beer and ciders were safer to drink than water. The boiling and fermentation process killed disease-causing organisms, which prevented serious illness like cholera. The drink became ingrained in social circles in America. Maryland's first brewery was established in Annapolis in 1703. Many of the founding fathers had a soft spot for beer. George Washington was known to brew beer and to enjoy American-made porters. Brewing in colonial days was a female-centric industry, with much of the production happening in the home. Even Martha Washington managed the home brewing at her husband's estate. Once the American Revolution broke out, the import of alcohol from England became incredibly expensive. American beer then became a symbol of American independence. During the 1800s, new German immigrants introduced America to the lager style and the rich social tradition of the German beer garden. This increased the popularity of beer in America, and the number of breweries swelled to more than 4,000 by 1873. However, around the turn of the 20th century, the temperance movement stifled this growth. Many Americans blamed the social woes plaguing American cities on the overconsumption of whiskey and other hard spirits, claiming that they posed a serious threat to the country's fledgling political system. The movement's efforts demolished the brewing industry. Home brewing was almost completely eliminated, and many women became disassociated with the practice. Breweries shuttered around the country. The United States enacted prohibition in 1919. Protests and riots broke out, and an entirely new industry of bootleggers and speakeasies developed. The backlash was so strong that the United States government eventually ratified the 21st Amendment, which repealed prohibition in 1933. American brewing took nearly 75 years to recover from the effects of prohibition. Homebrewing was not legalized by the 21st Amendment. Advancements in refrigeration, advertising, manufacturing technology, and distribution networks during the 20th century enabled beer and other beverages to be canned and shipped thousands of miles away. Large brewing companies like Anheuser-Busch were able to weather prohibition due to their vast distribution networks and support of the American Armed Forces. These breweries succeeded due to the production of one or two styles made with inexpensive ingredients and shipped all around the country. Larger breweries were able to purchase and consolidate their competitors' businesses, following the trends of other large industries across America. By the 1960s, this rapid consolidation nearly decimated the brewing industry. No longer did Americans need to go to their local breweries or taverns to grab a beer. In 1977, home brewing was again made legal, and brewers began experimenting with craft brewing, playing around with different styles and ingredients in their own homes. Craft brewers are generally more concerned about the quality of their beers, as well as the social culture of beer production and consumption. Here in Maryland, the Brewers Association advocates for the craft beer community, including issues surrounding the production and distribution limits for over 70 Maryland-based breweries. Together, the brewers have an over $600 million impact and support over 6,000 local jobs. Breweries have also proven their commitment to the spirit of Maryland pride by being part of great partnerships like the collaboration between the National Museum of Civil War Medicine and Flying Dog Brewing, known as Sawbones, and the recent Light City collaboration, Lumen Ale, between the Baltimore Office Promotion of the Arts and Brewers Art.
Schrantz is pursuing a master's degree in architecture and historic preservation at the University of Maryland. Learn more about her academic program at arch.umd.edu. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.